I'm with Jan, 23, who's one of the organizers of the march today through central London from Amnesty International to the Turkish embassy. Jan, can you tell me what this is about and what you hope to highlight with this?
Today's protest is a reenactment of the funeral that took place on the 28th of December. And on that funeral, 34 Kurdish civilians, villagers, were massacred. 17 of the people that were killed were children under 18, and 26 of them were from the same extended family by the surname of Enju. Today, what we want to achieve is to bring awareness, to let the world, to let the people in London know about what's actually happening in Turkey, and that it's not as what it seems on the media which they perceive from.
About Turkey, you mean?
About Turkey, about the Turkish state.
Do you think Turkey is a model for the Arab countries to adopt?
Definitely not. And the reason is because the Turkish government is today, not only is it massacring, but it is kidnapping, putting away people into prison in their thousands. Journalists, lawyers, anyone that stands up against it. And the Turkish government cannot be an example, because if a government is to be an example to another country or another group of people, it has to have human rights.
And Turkish respect human rights, you mean?
Respect human rights, and it lacks this. And this is not just the 28th of December, as everyone knows, it's been happening for the past nearly 90 years. Ever since the Turkish Republic.
That's 1923.
I'll just wrap up.
Has there been an investigation into this? Into this massacre in December 28th?
The Human Rights Project in Turkey have looked into the massacre, but on the day of the massacre, no official, only the Kurdish legally elected politicians went there. The Kurdish journalists went to the site, but no legal from any other government or any other political party in Turkey or constitute.
Has Erdogan apologized to you?
Erdogan has not apologized. He falsely apologizes about the Dersim massacre, but he doesn't apologize about this massacre which he just committed recently. And he's trying to cover it up by giving money to the families. He's killing people and then covering the deaths by trying to give money, but the people are protesting and they're not taking this money for compensation. They're not taking this money.
Thank you. Okay.